dressed as?
I dress in boots.
In boots? What kind of boots are these? What kind of boots are these?
Coaches.
Coaches. Is it a fireman?
Fireman.
Fireman.
Yeah.
So, my name is Tiffany Christensen, and I've been with the fire department for a little over a year now. And I kind of took on this task of organizing our awareness night with lots of help from Paul, and Devin Bennett helped quite a bit as well. I think he might have been the mastermind of the whole thing. And Kirsten Susort, we've all just been kind of meeting and talking about this for the last few weeks and really pleased with how it's come together.
What were you hoping to do? What was the goal?
The goal was to get not only kids but families and also even adults into the gym, not only to have some fun and do some things they've never done before, but also to learn, take something away from it.
Okay, so keep rolling.
I'm Bob Carter with Search and Rescue.
What do you got going on here?
Well, what we have here is what we call a hauling system. And if somebody fell over a cliff and was injured and we need to bring them up on a stretcher, this would be the rope system we would use. And the advantage is that it's what we call a 3-to-1 mechanical advantage. So if the person, say, weighed 300 pounds, you'd only need to be pulling 100 pounds at this end to bring them up. So you're able to bring a victim up very smoothly, very slowly, and with not near the effort if you were trying to hand over hand a rope. So it's part of what Search and Rescue does. We have a rope rescue team in case we do get someone over a cliff or maybe down the hole of a boat or something that needs to be evacuated.
Okay, and you have people testing the gear? Or
yeah, it's fun. We have little kids, and you get one little kid who can pull three much bigger kids, much to the much bigger kids' dismay. So they've been having fun pulling people and back and forth and all that type of stuff.
All right, good. It's like a fun event tonight here.
Well, that's what we're trying to make it, a fun event, because when you make it fun, kids learn. And when they learn, you know, if it's a situation where they're in a house fire or lost in the woods, you know, they may remember this, and that can be important in saving your life. So that's what this is all about.
I'm Nico Larson.
Okay, and you've got a harness on here?
Yep.
Looks like you're getting ready to climb.
Yep.
Have you done this before?
A couple times with my friends.
Okay, so you're pretty good at it?
Climbing, yes. Putting the harness, no.
No, okay. Have you gotten up to the top of the wall?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
And which routes do you use here?
Well, I usually take that one, and then I get up there, and I hang upside down. Then I put my foot on that, and I try to grab those over there, and I go up.
Looks like just a little mini axe, where you press the button, and out pops this little gizmo. Then it becomes a hammer axe, where you stick it inside, in between the crack of the door and the wall, and then you just start pounding in. Then you just force the door open, and then it just returns.
Okay, Bynum Jackson.
Ace Alba.
What have you got going on here?
Well, we got kind of a public awareness night about fire hall, our fire safeties and, you know, fun activities and, you know, just trying to get the public aware of what exactly we do.
You've got a stopwatch in your hand, and so I guess you're timing something. What's the event here?
Donning turnout gear. We've got our boots, pants, jackets, and all kinds of stuff. We got to get on first, and we have to be able to do it in under a minute. So
you got someone who got close.
Yeah, minute, 4 seconds.
That's the lowest.
Yeah, so far.
How about you guys? Have you timed yourselves yet?
I have, and I think the first few times it was about a minute and a half, but I'm pretty sure it's about a minute and five now. So for me, still.
You're close as
I'm,
well.
Yeah.
What's the trick? What's the toughest part of getting the gear on here?
The jacket pants? Snaps.
Oh, the jacket snaps.
Okay.
Come on, use your legs. Come on, Buster.
Come on, Chris.
Fire's right behind you.
Hey, what's up?
Kirsten Susort.
And what do we got going on here?
This is an obstacle course. It's a confidence course.
Okay.
For the firefighters. And we have Jason Bates and Chris Hansen going through. And
they're following a hose, and are they blindfolded?
Mm-hmm. They are blindfolded and in all the turnout gear that a firefighter would have to be in. And they basically, it simulates if it's, you know, dark and you can't see, you have to follow the hose back out and stay together and I'm not on the fire side of it, so I haven't had to do this myself. So
you have to work your way through some narrow areas and
yeah.
with all your gear on.
That's what it looks like, for sure.
My name is Ariam.
And what were you just doing in that dark room?
We were left hanging on the walls, and we rescued a kid.
You rescued somebody?
Yes, we
did. Did you have a special gear or anything, or what?
We had a gun, and we had a rope.
And you could see in the dark with the gun, or what?
We can see the gun, and we found footprints, and we found handprints, and we realized we crashed a wall on the missing person.
It was not scary at all?
Nope. I was brave. I can really see.